She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Michi.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? Oh, you've been watching Messiah.
Yes.
Nancy Barrow, she said that that's a really good show.
I'm into it.
Okay, cool.
I'm into it. I'm stuck.
She's like in love with the guy that plays the Messiah.
Okay, it's kind of
so
weird.
That's why she's watching it.
It's
but,
kind of weird. Okay.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to catch it.
Okay.
All right, what's going on?
So Tekashi 6ix9ine baby mother says that his daughter is off limits unless he provides a couple things for her.
Oh, okay.
So Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know, he filed, you know, to try to get out and finish his sentence at home. He requested this this week.
Because he's like, he feels like he's not safe in prison.
Yeah.
But he's being held in a cell 23 hours a day, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But he's worried because there's other gang members in there.
Yep.
Okay.
So Sarah Molina, which is his baby mother, says that Tekashi's been an absentee dad.
Okay.
Hasn't been around, hasn't claimed his daughter, and has not claimed her. I think she's been a little petty.
Wait, hold on.
A little petty.
Can I say, like, how can he be around?
Exactly.
He's been in jail for like over a year now. Like, how can he be around?
I think she's probably saying maybe before that.
Okay.
You know, when he was
Tekashi. Because he's got the new girlfriend, Jade, right?
Jade, yep.
That's the one that Cardi B got into the mm-hmm. bar fight.
Yep.
You know, because supposedly she and her sister was messing with Offset at one point or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So Sarah's saying that.
Sorry, I feel like I always have to go back to the whole story because every story is so complex.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So Sarah believes that, you know, obviously it's a safety issue with if he tried to, you know, have a reunion with his daughter.
Okay.
She feels like he's a target and a world-class snitch, which came out of her mouth.
Right.
She says that she needs Tekashi to undergo a psychiatric evaluation to demonstrate if he's actually even changed.
I think that's a good idea.
Absolutely.
I will say that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
She needs to feel like he actually really cares about her and his daughter.
Well, he doesn't really have to care about her, but the child.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And she says she absolutely does not want any Tekashi money.
Wow, I would take all the Tekashi money. I would want the money and a psychiatric evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I'm good. And you got to treat the baby good.
But seeing that I don't think it's going to be that safe when he gets out, I don't think this is happening. I don't think this reunion is happening. It's
sad. I think the fact that he wants to go home is really crazy.
Me too.
Like, I would sit up in prison and come up with some sort of, like, plan to get out of the country. I would leave the country.
At this point, I don't know where it's safe, to be honest.
Probably if he goes and, like, you know, starts hanging out in North Korea.
Yeah, like somewhere.
A lot of people don't venture into North Korea.
Yeah.
Russia.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
All right, meanwhile, five jurors were picked today for a Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial.
Okay.
So three men and two women were selected from a pool of 140 people that were pre-screened jurors.
Mm.
And, of course, this is the eighth day of jury selection, and they finally came up with five.
Mm-hmm.
So seven more jurors and six alternates are still needed to complete the panel, and the process will continue this afternoon in Manhattan. Now, Harvey Weinstein, who's 67, is charged with two counts of predatory sexual assault, two counts of rape, and one count of criminal sex act stemming from the allegations of three women.
Mm.
So opening statements are going to start January 22nd. Meanwhile, do you know a juror got in trouble for tweeting about the trial?
Ooh.
Potential juror. This is someone that wasn't even picked. So this guy, they're not giving his name yet.
Yep.
He's an author. He's facing a possible 30-day sentence for joking on Twitter, asking whether or not there was a way to convert his possible jury duty in, you know, of this high-profile case into increased book sales.
Wow.
Now, when you're like a potential juror or picked to be on a jury, you're not allowed to talk about the trial at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't even watch the news because, you know, you're not supposed to be, you know, influenced one way or the other.
Yep.
So for this person, this guy, to be on Twitter talking about the fact that he's about to be part of this high profile trial, potentially, and whether or not he'll sell more books, he really violated.
That's crazy.
So this judge, Justice James Burke, said, "I am asking you to return to this courtroom on March 10th with an attorney to show cause why you should not be held in contempt."
Mm.
They're thinking about locking this person up.
Wow.
He's got 7,000 followers. And they retweeted. All right, that's the latest right there. Hot 3 at 3 countdowns on the way today. We got your tickets for an evening of love.